another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The third time thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the comics, stay for the coffee. And Mainframe USA Apparel. Insane in the mainframe. In our hearts, on our heads, on our chests, everywhere. And my special message to you is, if your woman has dragon breath, love her anyway. Love her anyway.
Why is it called dragon breath?
Because it's fire.
If she breathes. Oh, that's actually a lot more creative than I thought.
Yes, it is. Corey Vincent is on the show, everybody.
I'm glad they say, wow, that intimidated me. I'm so glad that practice makes perfect, because we're getting a lot of practice today with failure.
A stupid amount of practice.
Equipment failure, to be more specific. It's just one of those days, and I think everybody knows how this works, where just you feel like technology hates you. Like, I know it happens in gaming, like when you just can't queue up into a match, and then your screen is blinking for some reason, your internet Wi-Fi dies on you just randomly, and then you just go to bed, you wake up, and it's all better. That's what I'm assuming is going to happen this time.
Yeah.
I hope so. I really, really hope so. The real David Webb's here, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
David Webb. Yo. Your thoughts on Dragon Breath?
Have a Tic Tac.
Okay. Yeah, Tic Tacs don't hurt.
Mentos moment?
Tic Tacs don't help.
I thought it was like that dragging my nuts across your face thing.
Wow, that was really excessive.
But you've seen that, or you've heard that, right? You like dragons?
Yeah.
Because I could be dragging these nuts across your face. That's where I thought. I don't know.
Did you hear that in that What It's Like to Be a Woman exhibit? Is that where you got that?
Please tell me that was in there and I just missed it. Because I did not hear that one. Actually, I would have laughed so hard if I had heard
don't
that
abuse women,
that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No,
that's,
don't.
That's,
no, definitely. That's not. Yeah, that's not what I'm going for here. Is abuse. I'm totally against it. Everybody. I was raised by women. I love women.
Nobody knows women better than me.
That's where I'm going to end that one. And of course, in week in, week out, their third times loving it. The chat, everybody, say hello, chat.
Yo, what's going on, chat?
Oh, chat. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. A standing ovation for the third time.
And I can't believe that some of them are still here after all the technical difficulties. We appreciate you. We love you.
We have some of the diehard fans. Yeah. Like, I really appreciate our fans that have stayed here from day one. Like, good old Ninja in there, Goliath's in there, Sir Butch, of course, Special Cases, Gaming Sense Gaming, Hardcore. I don't know. I don't know what to say about
our fan base is small and mighty.
When we get to that mountaintop, everybody, and I'm talking about millions, when we start raking in the dough, that Dorito money, that Jeff Keighley money, we'll still just thank you. That's about it.
We can't leave him out. Short Nerdy Guy is in chat now.
Short Nerdy Guy, what is happening, brother? Just, be a good chat member. Don't be like Mo Fruit.
Yeah, she's the worst.
Yeah.
She's the absolute worst.
The absolute worst.
I grew up with her, and I regret it.
If I could go back in time and change it, I would.
I said, I plead to Barry right now. Please run as fast as you can. Change this. Change this madness.
If you want to change the timeline, start there, Barry.
I'm just kidding. Actually, she's the only person in my family who even cares about this show, so I got to give her some props. And she said, true. I could be watching Iron Fist right now, but instead.
Let's
she's
be
on
real.
Twitch.
You're done with it.
Yeah,
you've already watched all of it.
So we. I don't know. I don't even want to do the same stories over again. So
we got to talk about what we did today.
Okay, what we did today, of course, because we didn't even. It's on wax now. So today, the Video Game Bang went down to Barley's Barnacles and Bed Sheets, and we had a tournament, of course, Tournament of Champions. It was brought to you by, of course, NRG, Sacramento Kings, and Capital Fight District in tandem.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Tandem. You got these two major organizations, and they partnered with local grassroots podcasts like us, and Capital Fight District, who, you know, he only gave him a week to promote. So given that we had such a short time, because we only really found out that we were doing this on Monday.
Yeah.
So I just jumped. I was like, Jay, what can we do in a week, brother? And he found a venue, promoted it the best we could, and actually had a turnout that was really good.
So Jay Captain Clutch just like pulled it all together. I didn't even know he didn't have that much time to do it. It seemed like it was just one of those, you know, he'd been planning for a wild type of tournament.
No, that was also his first tournament at that venue.
And the top four of this Smash Brothers tournament that we did is going to go on to the Golden One Center and play in another tournament, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And at the end of that tournament, they get to play against the man, the myth, the legend. If they win, of course. Nairo himself.
Nairo during halftime, center court on the biggest 4K screen like in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be pretty awesome. And we had an amazing turnout. We had the top four was DSS, who actually won the tournament. He was a pretty incredible Meta Knight player.
Yes, he definitely was.
He is actually a top ranked NorCal guy in general. So
do you see these listings?
What listings?
Like, how do you know he's one of the top ranked?
He just told me, and I believe him.
Oh, okay.
There's a site. Cool.
He seemed trustworthy.
I'm gonna be dropping a whole bunch of information about myself. Like, oh yeah, I'm the most popular person.
Well, we do that with this show. We say we're the number one podcast.
Oh, we are.
That's no one has told us we're not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sleeping Wick, and then second place was a guy named 8-Bit Rock, who was pretty awesome.
8-Bit Rock, nice.
And like I said it before, it feels weird repeating us because we kind of had the show start and stop a few times.
Yeah.
But like I'm very proud of this four lineup. Selfishly, I was hoping we don't get the smelly guys. I didn't want the stinkers. And you know, it's a mixed bag when you go into these fighting game tournaments. Some guys stink. That's just the thing. We happen to get like the college dudes who are like, you know, a perfect group of guys. That you'd want to take onto the grand stage of Golden One Center, and not be embarrassed.
Well, yeah, these are the creme de la creme, I guess you could say.
I would say so. Like the main guy, DSS, he goes to school at Berkeley, and like his whole thing is he wants to work with refugees.
Okay.
He's like, why is he at a video game tournament? How is he a top ranked guy when he's just smart and has such a good will?
He's still just
intention?
A regular dude. That's why he's still just a regular dude, you know, saving lives, beating people in video games.
It's incredible. I'm so glad. I'm so stoked that these people showed up. Thank you to HyperX, too, for sponsoring some giveaways. They hooked us up with 5 Cloud X2 headsets that we were able to give away to throughout the night. So we gave one to the Street Fighter winner. Smash first and second place, and then we raffled the rest of them off for just being there and having fun and participating. So it was a lot of fun. Thank you, HyperX, Sacramento Kings, Energy Esports, and then you guys for showing up and doing all the work you guys did. It was incredible.
Speaking of the Sacramento Kings, they sent 2 of their lovely ladies, the dancers, out there to mingle with the crowd, play a little Smash Brothers, but it was a little one-sided, actually. Did you know that? One was a gamer. One was definitely not a gamer.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they played against each other, and I don't even think one of them took a stock.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And you know what? So I got to do a small interview with her. I believe Cassie was her name. She actually mains Kirby. She told me this herself. She said, actually, I play Kirby, you know, because I like to inhale the other characters.
Wow. That's not the phrasing she used, was it?
I like to inhale the other characters and then use their abilities and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, what made you switch to, you know, Pikachu? She's kind of, I don't know. And then I asked the other young lady, and she was like, I said, why did you choose Yoshi? And she's like, oh, he was cute. I was like, oh, well, we can tell who's going to lose that match.
I mean, you gotta start somewhere.
Do you though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
That's how I choose my Overwatch characters.
Oh, okay.
Exclusively, I just pick which one's cuter.
Which is weird because you use Junkrat all the time.
And Reinhardt.
I like.
Said I like older men.
I like
is that
older
wrong?
Men.
I like to feel safe when I go down dark alleys.
Yeah.
Do you not?
Yeah, just so sexy.
On the edge.
Drop the hammer. Like, yeah, hammer down. I love it. Oh.
Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
So, I had this article up, too, for a while, and it's kind of weird. So okay, let's go in the future. VGB is a gigantic entity right now.
Okay.
We're pulling in the monies. We got the sponsors everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, men want to be us, women want to be with us type of deal. I mean, I'm speaking loosely for you two, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, yeah. I as a married man, I completely see where you're going.
Episode, I don't know, let's say 500 or something like that. Corey, you get up on the mic, you know, what's up, pizzas?
Yeah, that's a terrible impression.
Spot on impression.
It's terrible impression. Spot on impression.
First of all, like, hey, what's up, pizzas?
Spot on, Pete. And you say something accidentally that's shocking, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. You just do like...
Just do it!
Something like that.
Okay.
And somebody's offended somewhere. And you have to get up and resign from your position.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, that hurts, doesn't it?
Right? I think I know the story you're talking about, so I'll let you continue.
Kind of funny founder, or co-founder, excuse me, Colin... Moriarty, which is already sinister sounding.
Yeah, that's an Italian villain if I've ever heard one.
Leaves kind of funny after a controversial joke, everybody. Now, here at the VGB, we've said horrendous things.
Way worse.
Way.
Well, I would put it this way. Yeah. The three of us cannot run for president.
Clearly, could not.
Actually, yeah, we can.
Actually.
You clearly haven't been paying attention for the last year.
Yeah, second thought. Actually.
We can, and we would win.
We actually might win.
We check off all the marks, huh?
Yeah, because I don't think we've ever said, like, grab her by the pussy.
No.
Well, now I just did, but.
Well, I mean, that just means you're in the running.
But
now.
I was just telling you what I heard.
Colin Moriarty tweeted out on National Women's Day. And, you know, we had National Women's Day, what, like a week ago?
So, yeah, we did National Women's Day, which isn't the big deal, but the hashtag started floating around a day without a woman. And that was the kind of the thing. Because I remember a few years back, it was a date without a Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so his little tweet went, period, peace and quiet, hashtag a day without a woman. And people lose their freaking minds for some reason and just give him the biggest amount of hate and blah, blah, blah.
Here's the thing, though. That was a very easy joke to make, and you're lying if when you saw that hashtag, you didn't think in your head, make a kitchen joke.
It was T-ball easy.
Yeah, it was like served up, so why take it? It was obviously a trap.
Yes.
Well, and I think that's why he did it, though, because it was such a small, easy joke to make that probably, in his mind, he didn't think that it would go over as horribly as it actually did.
I mean, he went on to say something to the effect, like, when he made the tweet, he was in bed next to his girlfriend or wife, and she laughed, so he was like, oh, I'm married to one, so I can make that joke.
He did actually go to that one. But she actually is in bed next to me and thinks my blatantly obvious joke is funny, because not all people are humorless sacks of, ooh, and then he goes, and he uses dirty language.
So, Aaron, you're dating a white chick. Let's say.
Okay.
And
first of all, this is pre Get Out, but go ahead.
Okay. You're starting to date this white woman, and she makes a joke against black people on Twitter.
Ooh.
And then her defense is, I said this joke to Aaron, my black boyfriend, before I tweeted it, and he laughed.
No, yeah. That probably wouldn't be her next tweet. I would probably say her Twitter account has been canceled, everybody. And no, we would have a long discussion. We would have a long, long discussion.
Yeah. I mean, and him putting her on blast like that is pretty messed up, too, because then, you know, you got people.
Well, look, this is his wife, right?
Yeah.
And your wife has your back.
Yeah.
You know, she knew who you were before she said, I do, theoretically.
Okay.
That's the whole idea behind marriage. You know this person. You're like, I can rock with you forever.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Tasteless jokes and all.
Yeah, tasteless jokes. So she's heard them before.
Yeah.
So if I'm, let's throw these air quotes up there. If I have dipped into the waters of Lake Minnetonka and pulled out
the Purple Rain reference.
And pulled out a white woman. And she does happen to tweet out something like, you know, what's the difference between a pizza and a black guy?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
If she pulls out that joke. You know that joke, right?
No, I don't, actually.
Difference between the pizza and the black guy?
No.
The pizza can feed a full family?
Oh, damn!
Oh, crap!
There you go.
Yeah.
Where's that horn?
Damn, son, where'd you find that?
That was actually a perfect time for that one.
Dang. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So she
pulls out that tweet, right?
Okay. And then she gets fired from her job.
And then puts hashtag a day without a black guy. Okay. Or something like that. And then, first of all, she wouldn't cover by saying, oh, my husband's right next to me, Aaron. She'd be fierce gaze right at her. As soon as I saw that populate on mine, I'd look right into her
RT
soul.
It?
No, I wouldn't RT that. You crazy. I'd look right into her soul. I'd be like, you better, you have a lot of reparations. Yeah, lots of reparations.
I don't know. I think that was a terrible defense. I think he just should have known better. It's unfortunate that the guy lost his job.
But
over
see,
it.
I don't feel like this is what made him lose his job. He may have been going a different way anyway. He may have been like, you know what,
had to have been things behind the scenes that we don't.
Yeah,
know
there about. Had to be more
because that just seems
that's too soft.
Yeah, I mean, I think people have kept their jobs for saying things a lot worse.
Yeah.
And
really? Mean,
well, and we call him the president.
Yeah. Like, exactly. How is it going then?
How
but
we started this segment.
Literally.
And then an internet comedian makes one joke. I mean, still, I think it was so dumb for him to do it. I can't back him and say, I'm not going to jump to defend him because he should have known better. But still, it's painful to see that happened to him, considering, we've all said, we've on this show said so much worse.
Now, here's the question. Do you think he would have gotten the same backlash if it wasn't a day without a woman?
No.
I think that magnified it. I mean, obviously, okay. That was, the core, that was the crutch of the joke.
Let's go to Aaron, back to Aaron's situation.
Okay. All right.
With his hypothetical situation with his hypothetical white girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay. She does that tweet on Martin Luther King Day.
Then she better be prepared to reenact Game of Thrones and strip butt naked and get ready for that walk of shame. Because I definitely have the bail under the bed and I'm getting ready to shame. Shame.
I think maybe context is everything. Maybe that joke would have just completely flown under the radar. But since it's International Women's Day, where everyone else in the world is smart enough to say, I love my wife and mom.
Yes.
And this one jackass goes out and is like, hey, peace and quiet. Get back in the kitchen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
Just keep it simple and move on, bro. And then here's a big mistake, too. Don't hashtag it. Isn't that like a search optimizer?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
You know what?
Put it in your Discord.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Put it in your sexist Discord.
Write it on a piece of paper, put it in a box, and then burn the box.
Yeah.
That's all you had to do,
that
bro.
Way you get it out, you get the joke out, you feel better about it, but poor no one ever sees Colin. It.
And then there's plausible deniability when somebody finds that scrap of paper that says peace and quiet.
What's tough, though, about his gig with Kind of Funny is I believe most of their money comes through Patreon, right?
I'm sure they neither confirm nor deny that.
I'm sure they do commercial stuff and have sponsors and all that too. But they do get a large sum of money through Patreon. So if they were, once you're public like that and people decide what you're worth, I'm sure they have a lot of women givers who maybe canceled their Patreon.
Okay, so let's put it on the flip side then. You're rocking with that guy who just did that joke. And this is your job. I'd be on the side of, I got his back. You know, we're not all like that. It was a tasteless joke, I guess, for the situation. But he still works with us. This is still a contributing member to our Kind of Funny, conglomerate or whatever. Are you still rocking with the guy? Or would you have to? Because it feels like it's a stab in the back for something very soft. And I know. In their private times, their privatest of private times, they've made worse jokes. What is it? Four white guys, right?
Yeah.
They even say the N-word in their privatest of private time. Don't lie to me,
Aaron. Dude. I think that's a urban legend that me and you need to hash out because you were convinced that every white guy just says the N-word when black people aren't around.
I still am.
It's just simply not true.
I feel as soon as we leave the room,
I've probably only said it about 30 times in my whole life.
But that's still saying it. It's fine. Let's get it out there. I have no problem with you guys saying that, but there are black people out there that do.
Yeah.
And then when they rise up, don't look to me for to save you, because I was like, you guys know the deal with the word or whatever. But I wouldn't back away from this dude. I see the joke. I know, it's, a little insensitive. I make him do the quick shame on the next episode or something like that. you know, hey, dude, come out, apologize. But I'm still rocking with him because I got his back. That's how it was. It's not peace out, you know?
That's why I think there's more to it than just that.
Yeah, that's why it's got to be.
Yeah.
He left with them on IGN, right? He said, yeah, I'm dedicated. Yeah. This is a cush job that I have here at IGN, but I'm going to rock with you guys, and I'm going to leave.
Greg Miller and crew. Yeah.
Yeah. So then, boom.
When you first told me a guy was resigning, I in my head, I thought Greg Miller, but...
Nah.
Do you think it's he would have been exempt? Do you think if it was him...
Oh, Greg Miller would have floated past this. He would have floated all past this. No, there wouldn't have been a out... There would have been some type of outrage, but he wouldn't be resigning. He definitely wouldn't be resigning. It has to be a co-founder, you know, underling or something like that. I'm not calling you that, Moriarty. You know, cool name. But it's not the forefront. You know, it's not, you know, it's the Hamburglar. It's not Ronald McDonald.
I think someone in chat just read our notes, and he asked Ceramic Dragon, amazing dude who's always in our chat. He
awesome says, guy, yeah.
You guys heard about JonTron?
See, JonTron is a different story, though. I'm not rocking with that dude.
Guy lost his fucking mind.
He lost everything.
Why? I think it's like I think me and you talked about it after the show last week, but I think what happened to him is a snowball effect. I think all was good in JonTron land. I actually thought he was kind of funny. He seemed like a joyful type character.
I've never watched any of his shows or his YouTube videos.
I mean, he's, you know, when you just hear the name JonTron, it sounds fun. You know, you think, oh, yeah, this is fun. Video games, you know, cool.
Okay.
And I think he was able to keep his, like, personal beliefs, you know, inside. And, you know, it slowly started to slip in Trump world, you know, this new age we're living in. And people started catching on and being like, wow, maybe JonTron's a jackass.
So are you saying in this Trump world, this Trump America that we're living in, it's slowly making people more comfortable with exposing their beliefs?
Yes, 100%.
Then you get to see the real person outside, you know, because they can say whatever. They can say things like wealthy African Americans commit more crimes than poor white Americans.
Oh, God. So we're going to go. JonTron is just, he's coming out with all the hits.
Yeah.
He's coming out with all the hits.
A mixtape of hits.
Of just crazy outlandish shit. That was an actual quote, people. Aaron is not making a joke to be funny. That's a real thing JonTron said.
Mexicans were trying to recapture America is another thing he said. He was rocking with the dude Steve King, who said we can't restore our civilization without somebody else's babies.
What does that even mean?
It was an old white guy in old white times that had old white, you know.
Is he talking about adoption?
I don't know what he was talking about. Adoption. But JonTron, I don't know. JonTron, another story that just happened. He lost, Kotaku reported that he lost like thousands of actual followers who said they couldn't, you know, watch him anymore because of his, you know, antics or his whatever you want to call it.
It's kind of a meltdown at this point. I'd call it a meltdown.
Are we on a hunting season for YouTubers?
It seems like YouTubers, are getting targeted.
Because
like,
we got PewDie, right?
We're watching them more closely. PewDiePie started doing all the anti-Semitic, you know, type stuff, and people are defending him, whatever. I don't really have too big of an opinion on that because I think he's been the same. It's not like he changed.
No.
Just he put himself in a position where more people are watching him and realizing, oh, this is what we're supporting.
But JonTron seems like more of a nervous breakdown.
I think people started catching on and he said some things and started getting flack, but then he started taking it personal and then now people are unfollowing him. So now he needs to make a statement out of it. So there's either two things to do. It's fight or flight. You either completely retract everything, make a huge apology, and try and regain, you know, whatever celebrity he had
or has. Or you go the other way?
Or you just go ham, and you're just like, because, you know, he's got Klansmen probably sent him DMs saying, you're saying the things I've been thinking forever, JonTron, my brother.
That's terrible.
And so he's getting all this confidence from this other side, so I'm sure he doesn't feel, you know, so bad when he's got, you know, the Grand Wizard in his DM saying that
Grand Wizard Meta Knight,
he's making him proud.
The Grand Wizard Dungeon Master.
That's sad. I mean, I don't know who's next then. Like who's on the chopping block next? If I was a YouTuber and I see these big YouTubers going down and everybody's critiquing every little thing that they're saying, every little thing that they're doing right now, like down to the smallest decimal, you might just see the straight up like nice hour with Aaron Carter on YouTube. Like,
yeah.
Hey guys, here's bunny rabbits. Huh? Nothing wrong with this.
I think
nothing wrong with bunny rabbits.
It's kind of strange. Like, he's kind of in the YouTube world. I don't think he's like PewDiePie because he's not sponsored by Disney or anything like that.
Yeah,
PewDiePie was on a different level.
There's freedom of speech in this country, and while that's all good and great, like, you have to be careful because it's a double-edged sword.
It sure the heck is.
You can use those words to make people love you and gather all this attention, but then you say a couple wrong things, and you just, even though you have the right to say them, and it's perfectly fine in that sense, you have to be willing to understand that a lot of people might not like those words, and you'll lose whatever, you know, fame you had.
Yeah. I think Harvey Dent said it best. They're just basically long enough. They're around long enough to become the villains. That's exactly what they've been doing.
Yeah, that's why if I was a YouTuber at that point, to avoid being put under the microscope, I would like just cash out, like go into another line of work, take the millions of money I've made from YouTube, and just cash out and be done.
Special Cases is talking about a YouTuber that he used to watch. That apparently he slowly started posting vids of his anti-PC right-wing views, and has built a fairly huge audience. So he found his calling. So maybe he feels like I can find a new audience if I switch to these views or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. There's tons of like niche audiences out there for things that you or I would completely violently disagree with. Like the KKK still exists.
Yeah.
There's a group of and I think there's a lot of them, you know, more than we probably imagine, you know, whatever you want to call them, you know, they go by different names and all that, but they're out there, and they like content as much as we do. So,
and they like the next YouTube channels just as much as we do.
Yeah, so now maybe, you know, maybe he's getting more. And then, you know, everyone likes a train wreck. So I'm sure maybe they're logging in to see his videos. He's probably – the fact that we're talking about him right now.
Yeah.
And other podcasts are talking about him right now. And there's news stories being written just about every day about this. He's Charlie Sheen in it.
He doesn't have Tiger's blood, though.
Yeah, no, never.
Let's talk about something a little more near and dear to my heart. And
sex.
I am...
That's impossible for him.
Oh, yeah. He's
impossible.
He's never experienced.
Mass Effect Andromeda.
Another thing Aaron's never experienced.
I have not. I have not experienced this one. But the outrage for some gamers about the animations that are going on.
Because they're so... You can't...
Now, time out, because I didn't see it at first.
Okay.
I am currently looking at multiple GIFs of the animations... And I can see why you would be outraged by this one. I'm looking at walking animations for main characters where I don't know who this blonde-headed lady is, but she walks like she has to take a dump, and she's going to be late to the bathroom. Facial animations with their, you know, speech patterns and everything like that. There's an animation of a young lady striking another man, but she's not even connecting. It's like a movie punch, and he just reacts to it. It's pretty bad.
You think it was rushed?
I think it was. It may have been a little rushed at the end here. Is it fixable? Maybe.
Well, if you learn anything from Mass Effect, they'll come out with some sort of DLC to fix stuff that people hate.
And this is one thing that they definitely need to. There's performance issues already reported and glitches already reported because if you had, what was it, Origins, you got to play the game earlier than everybody else. Initial reports and reviews have been kind of mixed and all over the place. You gotta do it yourself. You gotta watch it yourself or play the game yourself before you give it that. You know.
Are you still confident in your Game of the Year prediction? Can a game win Game of the Year with animations that bad?
No.
Not with animations this bad. No. Seeing even the character creating that they're showing like side by side pictures of, it's kind of just. It's like where did they go wrong? is what I want to know. But I think I have the answer to that one.
And?
This wasn't the same development team. This was a different development team out of Canada, I want to say.
Oh, that explains it.
You gotta at least see the whole thing. This, who was this development team? Let me see. Montreal, was it Ubisoft Montreal?
Yeah, I want to know what other games they did. Because my assumption would be like Minecraft, maybe. And this is their first time dealing in like maybe realism, photorealism.
I don't know.
LA Noir, maybe.
Well, I've seen, yeah. I don't.
The facial expressions from LA Noir are better.
I'm trying to look it up right now. And apparently, okay, because I went down, scrolled down to the bottom of their little page or whatever, and it says Golden Joystick Award winner of 2016. But that was for the category of Most Wanted Game. And that just makes sense right there. It's using the Frostbite engine, I guess. I don't know, man. I'm trying to find the development team on there. It was developed by BioWare. Same company also produced Mass Effect Trilogy. But it's not telling me what that development team was. Like,
So, safe to say, I mean, this doesn't happen a lot, but I was right.
No.
Because my game of the year is and will come to fruition.
Your game of the year won't come out till next year.
So it'll be game of the year that year.
Are you kidding me?
No, we went through this.
Yeah, we went through
this. Many times.
It may say all over the internet coming quarter whatever of 2017, but that game is coming out first quarter 2018.
Everything that I've seen, you show me an article that contradicts when it's coming out. Red Dead Redemption 2 will be coming out this year.
I'm not counting on articles. I'm counting on the development team who wants to make a good game. And this, they will take their time with said game just to make it a good game.
According to everything I find since it's coming out this year, and if it does come out this year, it'll be game of the year. And if it comes out next year, it'll be game of the year that year
too. Okay. So you can say 2018, yes. But have the developers come out and said, hey, Red Dead 2, everybody, you're getting it this year.
Yes.
When did they say that? I've never seen them say that.
It's around, Aaron.
Oh, it's around.
It's
okay.
Around.
All right.
I'm in the industry, bro.
You're not in that industry. You're not in that industry. That's very, very loose terms. So, I don't know. Mass Effect, am I still going to buy it day one? I got to.
So, now you know how I feel about Destiny.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No. Wow. Yes. No, you don't.
Yeah.
First of all, how dare you?
You.
How dare you?
You just admitted you're the guy who says vote with your dollar.
No, no. Ow. How dare you?
Ow.
There's
damn it.
No way you all should right. ever, ever compare Destiny to Mass Effect.
I'm comparing your loyalty to Mass Effect to my loyalty to Destiny.
Again. Again. Ow. Yeah, ow. No.
I like Aaron's soundboard so much better than yours, Corey. I'm sorry.
Destiny is high quality garbage from the get-go. Mass Effect was a beautiful, beautiful game from the beginning. And then it just tailed off and just burnt out. That's what happened. Your game basically did the reverse.
But you're sitting here saying that this game looks like garbage.
It has its issues.
You said the main character walks like she has a stick up her butt, and you're saying that the facial animations look awful. So it's obviously, and it's getting mixed reviews already, but you're still first in line to buy it just because.
Because I trust the storytelling that BioWare has done. You do too. Do you not? Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah.
All right. And I trust that it will shine through, you know, these technical issues.
But you are going to acknowledge that Game of the Year is a bit further out than you originally
anticipated. It's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit further out, but it's still attainable. I'm just saying.
No, definitely not.
Still attainable.
Not attainable at whatsoever. If anything, even let's say Red Dead doesn't come out, it should lose to Breath of the Wild.
Do you think? Okay, Breath of the Wild already. Breath of the Wild has made a very strong case for itself. It definitely has. There's, you know, hands down. I believe if Breath of the Wild gets it alone on the sheer fan service that it gave
to its
fans.
Way better face animations than Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah, and then the voice acting is top notch.
Top notch.
Top notch. It's not even. It's barely there.
The notch of topness. Cream of the crop.
I don't know. It's a tough one. I don't know if they can fix this. I don't know if they even would even try, or they'll just
be
like...
How would they fix
that? I don't know. I don't know video games computer stuff.
They would have to they would have to redo it. Like, that's the thing. They would have to redo the face.
Do you remember Assassin's Creed when they had those problems with the NPCs and stuff like that? The facial animations of them.
Where they were like melting and stuff?
Yeah, where they were doing all that weird stuff. Yeah. I don't know. They fixed that. They came out with a patch with that. I don't know. We'll see how smart these guys are. You got to give them a chance. I think we're shutting them down. And rightly so. Rightly so. Because they came out with a game like this. You know? But... there's updates, right? You gave Destiny 7 years.
7 out of 10 years.
I support get it right. Your love for Mass Effect. I don't think it's a bad thing that you're still going to get a game that's clearly flawed on day one.
I want to see if the shooting is bad. I want to see if the story is terrible, you know, which actually is what makes the game.
I just want you to realize that deep down, you and I are the exact same person.
That's falsehood.
You and I... are cut from the same cloth.
That's extreme falsehood, and I don't even know how to move on from
Corey
that.
Is to Destiny what Aaron is to Mass Effect.
Incorrect.
Ow!
There it is. Incorrect. Moving right along, everybody. Like I said, it has been a very slow news week. I did see an article, though, on a guy who was trying to beat the world record for fastest Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild run. And,
yeah, he just beelined it straight for the castle.
But about minutes away from actually breaking the world record, game froze on him.
Oh, no. Technology.
No. Technology strikes
We never again. Have technology problems.
It is said that he moved to the mountains and has never been seen again. But, I mean, what can you say? That's what that is. Amazon. Amazon sees some mass canceling of orders for Persona 5. Has anybody, first of all, anybody played Persona in the...
No.
Okay. So Amazon says...
Yeah, I'm sure.
Due to delivery restrictions on the order, hashtag redacted, we won't be able to send Persona 5 Steelbook Editions for the PlayStation 4. Unfortunately, this means we're not able to ship the order... and it has been canceled. So apparently a lot of people are not getting their... Steelbook edition of Persona 4 because they can't keep up with all the sales on Amazon.
I would riot.
But, I mean, don't they have things in place at Amazon to, you know, to see this before it happens?
I think they just ran out of steel.
Just ran out of steel, huh?
Yeah. Like World War II.
Oh, okay. Well, no, in World War II, we broke down other things to...
Yeah, copper.
To compensate for that lack of steel.
Aluminum.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me read more. It says, this is because this item contains regulated materials classified as dangerous goods and cannot be delivered by Amazon.
Oh, so it's nuclear steel. Yeah. You forgot that part.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a little important, though.
Is it nuclear steel or is it a book made out of...
This is more common than you might think, Aaron.
Really?
Yeah, I was a drummer. For many years. I still have been known to drum from time to time.
Okay.
But there was a series that a cymbal brand named Zildjian made called the Titaniums. And I think they remade Titaniums recently, but they were pretty weak. But basically it was like a Zildjian brass cymbals, but coated with like a thin line of...
Asbestos?
yeah.
Plutonium.
It was titanium. But in the process of getting them coated, for a product to be deemed like a hazardous material, at any point during its creation, it can be at that. It's hard to explain. But, you know, the finished product may not be hazardous, but if at a point of producing it can be considered a hazardous material.
Okay, so when it shipped, though, it wasn't hazardous.
No, like, you can't lick it and then get, you know, lead poisoning.
Well, first of all, who's licking drumsticks?
I mean, a couple weeks ago, me and Joey were licking DS cartridges. People lick stuff.
True.
Aaron.
But you know what? As far as my evidence right now, it is white people lick stuff. That's what I hear.
Hey, don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
I didn't say all. I just said white people. Because 100% of them were the ones licking things last episode.
I love these cymbals. They were the best sounding, in my opinion. They came out like in the 90s or something. They were just these. They're beautiful because, you know, most drum cymbals are like that bronzy gold color.
Yeah, right, yeah.
These were like
adamantium
platinum
silver
looking.
Okay.
I think they were called platinums, actually. Wow. Maybe they were Zildjian platinums. I can't remember. It was many years ago. In my old life, Aaron, before I, you know, became a nerd, is when I was very, very cool.
Ah, okay.
But I played with these cymbals for many years until, like, you know, an old sage at one of the stores was like, yeah, that's a hazardous material, dude. You probably shouldn't be playing with those.
It's always the old sages, too.
Because you're beating on these things with sticks, which is, you know, breaking these cymbals down and probably putting, like, a little traces of whatever titanium dust in my lungs.
Well, pretty soon you'd be Wolverine.
That's how yeah. You die for the craft, man.
Yeah, I would.
Sergeant Squiggles in chat is saying Best Buy is also canceling these orders too now. I mean, just get the regular edition of the game then, guys. You don't have to get the Steel Case series.
Don't get the Steel Case.
You'll be fine without it.
You might be.
You don't want to, you know, but you know you're going to have those trolls out there that want to buy it just to have it and then start a lawsuit against, you know, the people that make Persona and all their cases.
I don't think licking things is a white people thing either. I'm with chat.
You're with good old ninja? Is that what you're saying?
Good old ninja's coming in here to my rescue. It's not just white people who lick stuff. I mean, we probably lick a lot of things, but...
Although Sergeant Squiggle says that he's half white, and he licks half of all things that he comes in contact with.
Just naturally licks half of things. So that's what I'm saying. I'm just... I don't know.
What's the strangest thing you've licked, chat?
Oh, really? Wow. You're going to ask the internet? You're
Let's
ask
definitely, Twitch. Definitely not open that bag of crazy.
Holy crap.
I'm somewhat curious.
I'm not. Not even the slightest.
Moving right along. The game Paladins released on the Xbox, or at least the PlayStation 4, as far as I know, at a little quick discount, about $12.99 for the Founders Pack. Anybody picking it up in here?
No, I have it on PC.
I keep getting text messages from a good friend of mine, Pushan, who says the similarities between this and Overwatch, of course, are astounding.
I have to say, I was watching one of their promo videos on Twitter, and my first thought was like, I thought it was Overwatch. I'm like, it looks a little bit. Oh wait, this is Paladins.
Yeah,
because the shots that they did one of their version of Reaper, their version of Roadhog. And I think their version of Tracer.
Yeah.
And it just looked like Paladins.
But you can't blame Paladins. They were in development first.
They were. I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying the similarities.
Allegedly.
And I absolutely freaking adore HyperX as the company.
No, they're great.
I love them. And actually, I really enjoy playing Paladins.
It's a fun game.
It's just HyperX? What does HyperX got to do with?
Not HyperX. Hi-Rez.
You said HyperX, though.
No, Hi-Rez.
Okay,
Hi-Rez. Listen to the tape.
All right,
we'll do it back.
We'll play it back.
We'll play back
that tape.
Okay.
But I love Hi-Rez. I think they're great, and I think Paladins is an awesome game that will be esports, but it's going to be so hard for them to differentiate themselves from Overwatch.
If not impossible. I mean, it's just... it's very similar, and I understand that there's room in the market for two things. Look at Coke and Pepsi, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a thing where everybody already, I think, has hopped on one. I understand that you're coming out for a lower price, which is very good. Very good strategy. Free would have been better. I don't know. But
well, isn't it the game is free, but you can pay? Was it
so far? I can't
Founders?
See a free version on the console. That's what I'm looking at.
Oh, see, I think on PC it's free, and then you get it's like Smite.
Yeah,
it's free, and then you can pay for the Founders Pack, and you get all the characters.
So when are we doing that then? Hi-Rez, because on Smite I can get it free on the console and the PC. What's up? What's going on? I need that free.
But let's think about it though. For a game as developed as Paladins is, $12.99 is not bad, and it's $12.99 for everything.
Yeah, I guess. It's
a good price, Aaron.
I told you what the good price is.
Your
good price.
Okay, we know how well Hi-Rez supports their games.
Exactly.
We bought Smite for what, $30?
Yeah, you guys did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you would have. I mean, you would have.
I would have, though. I would have, yes.
What you get in the Smite Founders Pack is well worth $30, considering how often they update and add characters. I would be very surprised if they did not do the same for Paladins. And the fact that it's only 12, I think that's a bargain. Like, I would jump on that just because I respect that company and you know that they're going to support the game.
Mm, yeah, they will. They will, because literally Smite has had like a steady flow of characters released, and this latest one is ridiculously OP.
That's one thing that, you know, could push Paladins, you know, don't burn me at the stake for saying this, but, you know, Overwatch, for all it is and how amazing Blizzard is as well, they've been really slow to roll out these new characters.
They're very slow.
And the character pool is kind of shallow still at this point for pro play. If Paladins just starts just hammering out characters and gets a deep character pool and, you know, with a very balanced meta, that could take the game to a new heights. And they institute, you know, picks and bans maybe because they have such a deep roster.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Maybe develop a better ranking system.
Wow. Somebody's okay. Sounds like they're salty.
Get it off your chest, man.
Somebody's salty.
All right. So frustrating. Last season, season 3... I solo queued and just pushed through my placement matches in Overwatch. It was a bad move. I lost every single one. I play support, so it's hard to carry. If you don't have a good team, you don't have a good team. I ended with a 1300 SR bronze. This season, I went 3-7, so I won matches.
Hmm.
Got golds in every single one, gold medals in every single one of my matches.
You said 3-7, three kills. I thought you meant for your ranking, you went three and seven.
His placements, he got 3 wins, 7 losses.
Oh, yeah. Your placements.
Placements.
Yes. Oh, that's nice.
Whatever. You played on console, it doesn't count.
Whatever. Still went perfect.
And I went 972 in bronze. And it pisses me off because in that level of bronze, it's even worse than the higher level of bronze.
Really?
I've played with Webb, and I could confirm he's about a 900.
Wow.
I think the placement was actually...
What a dick.
I think that's so different
than what he says on stream.
I think they nailed it.
Wow.
That's some hot fire. Yeah, that's some...
right?
That's some hot fire right
and
there.
And he's a PC player.
So. No, and I think I've talked about this on the show already. Like... You just can't play with people you know.
Yeah, you said don't play with friends.
Don't play with your friends.
Which is the most bass-ackwards thing video games.
Don't play competitive with your friends.
There you go.
Play quick play all you want and have a lot of fun and stuff. But don't play with your friends in competitive. I actually made a new group of friends.
Sheesh.
You can't call them friends. I shouldn't call them friends.
Yeah.
You're right. They're actually like a group of Canadians. And
they're the most friendly people on the planet, so they are automatically
there.
The main person's name is Dragon Slayer, and she,
wow, lady gamer, hey now.
Is platinum, placed in platinum. I was a silver, and we were friends from the last season when we were in the same Elo. Sent me invites, and I'm like their ringer because, you know, I'm super low rank, so I bring down the level of the competition, but they know I can deliver. So we've been like tearing it up. I'm at my season high, and I'm creeping up on platinum.
Wow, and all that goes for naught.
It means so much to me. Once I get platinum, I'm gonna be so happy. I don't even know what I'm gonna do to celebrate. I'm gonna go to Big Spoon Yogurt.
Big Spoon Yogurt.
That's how I celebrate.
You should go to McDonald's. You know why? Because they're testing out a new app where you can order through the app.
How do they? That's not new.
No, for McDonald's it is.
Is it? I thought they had that.
No, you can't order through an app right now.
Oh.
So, of course, the CEO goes on saying, we're building a better McDonald's, one that makes delicious, feel-good moments easy for everybody. Last time I had McDonald's, I didn't feel so good.
Me and Webb had that for dinner tonight, honestly. Yeah. Don't knock it.
I'm not knocking it until you eat healthy food.
The Mac Mini, what did we get?
The
Mac Jr. is good.
Mac Jr.
Yeah, we got
Mac Jr. is a good product. I almost got addicted to them. It was that's how good it was.
It's a Big Mac. It's just smaller.
How dare you compare them? They are two.
There is something a lot different about it. Honestly, I like the Mac Jr. so much better than a Big Mac.
Ceramic Dragon says the Grand Mac sounds good late at night. So does a cardiac arrest. The Shamrock Shake and Grand Max, super healthy, says Sergeant Squiggles. And
Sir Butcher wants to know what it is.
WTF is a Mac Junior.
Lay it on him, Aaron.
So it's literally just a Big Mac, but they take one slice of bread out and one piece of meat out.
Yeah.
And you got yourself a Mac Junior.
But for some reason, removing those elements like ups the sandwich.
It does.
Twofold.
And you taste a little more.
I think that's what it is.
How that's a thing.
Are you guys high when you're trying these?
No.
It tastes exactly the same.
No, it doesn't. Like, there's so much fake meat in the first one, and then they remove the half of that fake meat. And
yeah.
It tastes, maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so now it tastes a little like real fake meat.
Food, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't eaten fast food in 2 weeks, so there's that as well. I'm a little off of it. But, hey. Good on you, McDonald's, for making it even easier for people to get fatter. I'm sorry.
Taco Bell's had that for like a couple years.
I haven't had Taco Bell since 2009.
I'm just saying. And then most of the places I go have that because I hate waiting in lines.
So you actually – I've never used like an app besides like a pizza delivery
app. Are you in the Taco Bell when you're using that app?
No.
I was going to say, you lazy bastard.
No.
I would look over the counter if I was working there and say, if you don't get your lazy self up and talk to me.
When I would go to Starbucks a lot, if I walked up to Starbucks and there was a line to the door, I'd go right back, turn around, maybe sit in my car and order it on the app and wait about 2-3 minutes and I'd go and pick up my food.
It cuts the line?
Yeah.
Whoa. So then, wait a minute. What if there's a line for a whole bunch of apps?
Well, then it's going to take longer. But yeah. I mean, it tells you in the app your stuff's going to be ready 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
3 to 4 minutes, whatever. But if they have enough people working, you'll get it way quicker if you do that.
You know what I saw, too, on my brisk stroll today while we were – because there was a lot – speaking of Starbucks, because they were everywhere downtown.
Yeah.
A lot of bail bonds.
Oh, yeah, downtown?
Yeah.
We were like 2 blocks from the jail.
Yeah.
Where I believe Aaron can find his next woman.
Yeah, no.
When my dad was in jail, I was there every other day. And,
okay.
And I was there, sitting. Usually you go there and you have to wait a long time, because
it's a jail. So, yeah you're waiting a long time.
Well, I mean, when you're visiting. Like, there's a wait. You have to schedule a time and, whatever. It's if you've been to jail, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad that's not a thing. Okay, continue, though.
But while I was there, the women, pretty exquisite. They get all dolled up to see their man. Sometimes they have their kids with them. Sometimes they don't. They want to get all done up so they could show their man what they've been missing. And I think, they're lonely. And I'm sure those
women. Maybe you think they're lonely. They're women in jail.
Well, they're not in jail. They're visiting their husbands. Yeah.
No. Oh. So you propose that I try to pick up on a lady whose man has done a crime to get locked up.
Not a serious crime, Aaron. Like possession.
Misdemeanor.
Yeah, like possession.
So then again, you propose that I holler at a woman that will their significant other will get out of jail. That's what you're saying.
Eventually. Well. Maybe.
Yeah, so that's not it's a lose-lose situation.
Is it, though?
Yes, it's very
at
much
first,
so.
At first, it's a win-win situation. Later, future Aaron can deal with lose-lose.
No, I'm quite all right where I stand. Jails, to piggyback off that one, because a lot of people are feeling that the jail system is very loose on our people, because they have technology there now. Did you know that, Web? Esports has reached jail.
Yeah. Really quick, hang on. I got a reference in chat. Good old Ninja says, in jail, now the honey and tomato sauce makes sense. Oh, man. But, yeah, no, jails, especially like the ones in big cities,
yes,
are fancy as hell.
Faster internet than I got?
They live better than most people outside of jail do.
That's most likely true.
If it wasn't for the risk of getting shivved, I would consider.
Didn't want to, the other terrible thing that could happen?
There's that too, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Shiv.
I didn't even go there.
That's your worst thing that you're worried about when going to jail is getting shivved.
I think the rest would be a bonus, maybe.
I think that's an upgrade. Like, oh, that's
true.
If Big Stan came to your cell and was like, "You got two options, Webb. You know, either shiv or get I'd shiv. Shiv.
Shiv. Don't tell me that.
I didn't even know what the other one was. Shiv. I heard an R. Not even going to go there.
But listen to me.
I was like, going to say released, but whatever.
These women, a lot of them were like definitely sevens or eights. And, you know, they go see their husband. And, you know, they got into jail for some reason. They're probably assholes, honestly. I mean, most people in jail are pretty safely just assholes. You know, they just do mean shit. So, you know, they go there all dressed up. They go see Bubba. And, you know, Bubba had himself a bad day and he wants to take it out on his girlfriend. Many of them are crying when they're coming out of the elevator. And that's where you strike, Aaron, when the woman is weak.
That's horrible.
She's beautiful and she's crying because her deadbeat, you know, in jail boyfriend just went off on her. Aaron comes in to the rescue.
And then Bubba shows up to Aaron's house when he gets out by the tent.
Exactly. I've seen it so many times on Law and Order.
I don't know. What happened? What do you guys think, Chad? I think
Chad, Aaron, if you are a young man or a young woman looking for a significant other, do you believe that the prison, conjugal visits, meeting section, or whatever you call it, is the place to, I guess, troll?
That's where you find a woman.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I heaven forbid something happens to my wife.
That's where you're going?
I know where I'm going.
That's horrible, sir. That's extremely horrible.
Well.
I think good places you need to go find yourself the grocery store. There you go. Go find yourself a significant other grocery store. Man or woman.
Grocery store.
Yeah, the grocery store.
Do you really sleep on that? You really think, like, when a woman, a single woman, goes to a grocery store, that's where she wants to?
Single woman or man, 2017. Let's not discriminate here.
Well, yeah, it is you too. So, you know, that's what you think?
Yeah. It's a good place. You get to see how their eating habits are, right?
I think.
Exactly. You get to see how dedicated they look. If you go in there and their shopping cart is just, you know, empty and it's got a whole bunch of just juice and junk food in it, you're like, nah, I'm all right. I think you get to see an intimate side of a person that you don't normally see before you even get to date them.
I just think, when you go to the grocery store, you're not, you know, in that frame of mind.
We're gonna delve deeper into that one.
Unlike a jail, like, you're just going there for one thing. You're going there for the hookup.
That's all problems. Thank you for listening, everybody. It took a weird turn towards the end here, but we struggled through, just like Corey Spaghetti. We struggled through. you know what, Corey? When is your cooking show going to come out? That's what I want to know. When is Struggle with Corey going to be on YouTube?
You know, you joke, but it may actually happen. I think it would be interesting. I just open up, you know, the pantry, which is...
That's not a good thing.
Which is usually quite bare, and I'll just see what happens.
I would love to do a cooking show. I've been throwing this around with some coworkers and other friends and stuff like that. I would love to do a cooking show where I cook, and then the person comes on and gives their honest opinion. You know, every cooking show, think of one cooking show you've ever seen where they've taken the first bite and they've been like, that's not that good. It's always, it is always, that's really good. Yeah. Like, it's so moist and fluffy.
You're watching fake.
Exactly. I want to do that show. I'm cooking. And then if I hand it over to, you know, the young lady, she takes a bite and she goes, what the hell is that, Aaron?
Watch Hell's Kitchen.
Exactly.
Tell me that. He goes, I think, it's so moist.
I think we're into this prison thing. Chat is really seeming to like it. Instead of Wedding Crashers, they want to see Prison Crashers.
Yeah, that just sounds like a crime. So let's not do that.
I see someone put Prison Bang. Maybe we start recording live. First of all,
let's not do that one.
My dad can join us.
Yeah,
he'll be the new fourth. I mean, Ivy.
You are the Mac. You know, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Definitely.
Maybe when Ivy is at a con or in Australia or something, we can just go head to the prison and get my dad in. you know, he'll be talking through the thing.
Another news.
Webb, I guess you're going to that.
Webb and Aaron are looking for a new third and fourth host for the weekend show.
I just caught what you meant by the Mac.
Yes.
His dad was in prison.
Exactly. Again, thank you for watching the Video Game Bang Weekend Bang. Go to all the social medias, of course. All you have to do is Google Video Game Bang and you'll find them all. The Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Friendster, the Black Planet, the Asian Avenue. All of it is on there, of course. Go over to iTunes and give us that 5-star rating because I believe we deeply deserve it.
Yeah.
So for Corey Vinson, the real David Webb, a.k.a. Skirt Cobain, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying you have just been banged.